Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, it's been played all over BLNG A-grade grand final.
Yeah, even made the news on Saturday night, Rick.
Well,
hey?
Bit
of a punch-up, fisty cuffs.
Well, they're not called the Donny Brooks for no reason, are they? They say that you walk across the bridge and you're in a bit of strife.
Big chance for the association to do something about that, Rick, I think. Can't have that sort of...
Well, all I can say is that I hope it's not swept under the carpet.
Yeah, yep.
And I hope I'm wrong, but unless the police actually take action, I have a feeling that the BLNG won't.
I can't agree with you any more than that, Rick, because I can see what happens in the past.
Yep, and I think it's time, as you just said, they've got an opportunity to bite the bullet and stop it.
There was a lot of little kids there that saw all the goings on, and you saw it statewide on the news. Not a good look for the BLNG.
It's not a good look. And the other thing is, and I'll preface what I'm about to say by saying that no matter what team, what sport, what level, there are questionable supporters.
Yep. Absolutely.
But I'll come out and say it right now. Williston have their fair share.
I can't disagree with you.
You know, and that's not saying that other sides aren't.
No.
But they,
I agree.
I think there's almost a disproportionate contribution.
Yep.
And it's a bad look.
Yep, absolutely.
And it is the opportunity to do something about
it.
Yep. Okay, let's get on
grand
with discussing the grand final.
Didn't pick it. I should have. They should have won, I think, to start with.
Well,
anyhow.
Well, you were the expert in describing the back story. I like that phrase, back story. Back history of their clashes in the minor round. And, in fact, Williston won the first one, only just, and only just lost the second one, having been in front, according to you, for five goals all day long.
Absolutely.
Now... at halftime, I will confess to you that if there'd been a betting machine, I would have lost my entire life savings, houses, cars, everything else, because there was, quote, obviously someone who knows nothing, despite the fact that supposedly I meant to, there was no way South were going to win that game.
No. Unbelievable.
So, And in a sense, there was some amazing, apart from just the scoreline, that you'd have sworn it was almost the AFL preliminary final, and Williston had the Bulldogs jumpers on and South had Port's jumpers on, because they just jumped out of the blocks, the Donnybrooks.
Yeah.
Five goals to no score at quarter time.
And hardly looked like scoring.
Well, the thing was that they, I mean, I know it happens in modern football, but they hadn't touched the ball. I mean, like, not even a point.
I know.
They honestly looked like they just, I hate the phrase that they hadn't come to play, because I'm not sure why you're getting your car to go to any ground if you're not there to play. But anyway, there's a bit of a breeze blowing, and Williston were heading with it in the first quarter, but it was mainly sort of across the ground, a bit towards the northern end, right? Okay, so you can say Williston have kicked with a breeze, but it wasn't a 5-goal 2-0 breeze.
Oh.
Now, so you think, well, surely the minor premiers are going to come back. So they turn around and go with it the second term. At the 8-minute mark of the second term, Williston have scored another 4 goals. Like, it's 9-2, 56 points to 0-0-0, 8 minutes into the second.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
And I don't know how, but then everything had gone right for Williston.
Yep.
Right, from winning the toss to... you know, the ball, it's an oblong ball. We know that sometimes it works for you, sometimes it doesn't. But every bounce, every decision, every tactic, everything had gone right. And it just seemed that in that second half of the second quarter, it wasn't that South had all of a sudden discovered they were playing a game. The ball seemed to begin to equalise out or at least not go in Williston's favour all the time. Anyway, so at half-time, they actually had discovered how to score goals and South had kicked four. So what had actually happened is that in the second quarter, Williston outscored them by a point. So basically, they were 5-2 up at quarter time. They're 5-3 up at half time.
Yep.
After that, good night, Nurse. Now, it wasn't as though there were any major dramatic tactical moves. It just seemed like a war. I mean, the thing that I'd say with hindsight is that South maintained whatever program and philosophy they had.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, the things changed. So in the end, if you look at from the eight-minute mark of the second term to the end of the game, South have scored 15 goals, 5, and Williston have scored 5 goals, 3. So in 2.5 quarters, Williston have only kicked as much as they kicked in the first 15 minutes.
I mean, that is unbelievable. Look, I won't say it's the turning point of the game, but Young, oh, I shouldn't say Young, he's not young anymore, but Waldhuter going off was a huge thing. He started so well at half forward there and a real attacking player, and he went off with a leg injury. Well, looks
In the words of Meatloaf, Phil, you are right on the money, and I actually have written comments that I think you can't necessarily explain anything by one player.
But
the thing was that he had been a major influence on the game.
Yep.
And when he limped off, he was grabbing his quad and they attempted to put him back on the field.
He'd come back on
but he couldn't move.
It. Yeah.
And so he was a very significant move.
Yeah.
The other one that, you know, and you've got to give credit to the South defence, the other bloke that you hardly saw out there was Housen.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And he normally is very dynamic. Yep. But amazing grand final.
Yeah, unreal, isn't it?
And I can't help but say this to particularly our local listeners. I did for just my own interest, I did look at a replay of the game streamed, and I must comment that I have never heard a more biased commentary behind a football match than I heard. I think it almost borders on the disgraceful that you can be aligned member, whatever, with a club, but if you're doing a public performance, then surely you attempt to be somewhat neutral. And I don't know who they were, and I'm not interested in who they were. And I've never listened to them before, and I'll never listen to them again. But that was shocking.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. Well, one was a tie-up with Williston Footy Club. I know that. I don't know
that
guy.
Well, that explains half of it.
I don't know. But he was cheering goals. I mean, you just got to be unbiased when you're doing that sort of stuff.
And I think anyway, we've said enough about that.
Well, yeah.
I just could not believe it. But it is interesting, isn't it, that back to the performance of the grand final, I didn't see the significance of it, but when you think of the way South in those games against Williston and others, I might say, have come from behind, you just wonder whether, their fitness is better than anyone else's or the others are a bit behind them.
Williston got a few heavy lads east in there.
Well,
a few big lads, haven't they?
I did actually, my role in the A grade was to rate the players. And I made comment. I can remember Zach East winning a premiership for their juniors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he kicked a big long goal, wasn't it? Yeah. At Gawler Central Oval that day.
And I'm hardly...
Where's he? What paddock's he been in since then?
Well, he's been in a very rich paddock because he's put on so much weight. His talent is unquestionable.
He's got beautiful ball skills, but he's a beautiful big unit, isn't he? Yeah.
But he needs to lose. It would seem from the way he's let his physique go that he's got other interests other than football. it's a waste because he could be anything if he decided to get fit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Can't agree with you more, Rick. Look, quickly we'll go through the other grades. Newry winning the Bees, top all year, basically.
They were. And again, it was a really interesting day because they were odds on favourites to win.
They were behind as well.
And they struggled. They got in front and they won. Yep. Almost inverted commas comfortably, but they struggled to hit the lead as well.
17s was Barossa. Oh, they were top most of the year too, I think, or all the year.
Well, it was a very interesting game. That was a game which was 3 points, I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
And Barossa won. But they should have won by heat. They were miles in front as well.
Yep.
I mean, you can hardly say miles in front when it's a low-scoring game.
It was,
but anyway, I think the right team won.
Yeah, and then Barossa won the 15s.
Yeah, and again, the right team, I think.
Yeah, so there we go.
So,
all right, we'll move on. That's probably enough on that. We're running out of time.
Yeah, my argument would be, and I have mixed feelings about finals. I know everyone wants to play them for money and all those sorts of things and maybe excitement, but I always feel somewhat relieved when the side that wins the grand final is the dominant side of the minor round.
Mm.
And so I don't think there's any question that South deserve to be the premiers.
Yep.
There you go.
There's quite a few leagues that it didn't happen this year, Rick. I'll tell you that now. Malala virtually undefeated over there and Wakery in the Riverland.
Well,
and
Malala went through undefeated and then got knocked out in the straight set.
Yeah.
We won't start going
we
won't
that. Go
I covered that,
that
grand final the week before.
Yeah, but there is a few.
The excuse I would use, not that I'm trying to, and I'm not I'm not a Magpies Malala fan. I'm not against them either. They had horrific injuries.
Oh, okay. Wasn't aware of that. Yeah, so okay. Look, we'll finish up on the Bross and Light, but quickly, just a little bit of news.
I hear there's some rumours around.
There's a few. Well, aren't rumours. Fact. With the fact first.
The facts, and then we'll get to the alleged.
Yeah, with the alleged. So the fact is that Jonathan Ross, ex Kersbrook, he didn't play. He was a assistant coach at Kersbrook last year. He's coaching Freeling this year, this coming year.
Well, there you go.
Or the next year, 2022. Ex-Moonta, ex-Port Maggies. And Roger James
Roger
is staying
James.
On as an assistant to him.
Oh, right.
So couple Kersbrook boys sort of going to run the Freeling.
That's really good, but I shouldn't say this, but I will tongue-in-cheek. It's great that they've got a change in coaching, et cetera, at Freeling, but maybe they should look for a few players.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't put two coaches, put another one on the field somewhere. And this is the alleged part here.
Make sure it's alleged, is it?
It is alleged.
Yes.
Riley McFarlane heading back to town.
Really?
So I'm not sure. I think his SANFL days would probably be gone, but probably amateur league or something like that. I'm not too sure where, but heard a big rumour there. And
what was it? I thought I heard an alleged rumour maybe from your lips about the coach.
Yes, I've got that one written down, but that's only alleged. So I am chasing that one up.
There's no window of opportunity that's escaped them there, is it?
Or, well, don't know. And
escaped Port Adelaide Power.
Well, I wonder whether the Westhoff boys will be, Lee will be 37, I think, so it'll be interesting to see.
That's all an alleged concept.
That
though,
was
it?
Alleged,
good,
the
right.
Tanunda rumour, but heard it from a pretty good source, eh? Okay, so we get on to
Rosella, or
we get on to the AFL, Rick, and wasn't that a sad old story?
Not according to me, it wasn't. I predicted and nominated the reasons why. You said it would be.
Well,
close.
They had to win it. They had to win. There was no ifs and buts about it, and they did not. And here we go again. They did not come to play.
They certainly didn't come to play.
Wow.
The thing that, and you might well read it in the Bunyip this week, what amazes me is that Ken Hinckley's build-up of his quotes, we've had the perfect rest, we've had the perfect build-up, we've got a full complement of players bar one, who possibly wouldn't have been in the team anyway.
Yep.
Nothing could, all we have to do is turn up. Maybe they got the wrong coach driver. Did they go to West Lakes or something?
I don't know, Rick. I mean, I was that disappointed that I'm not even 100% sure I'm going to renew membership next year.
Now, honestly, listeners, did you hear that? That is.
I'm going to think about it over the summer, but wow, that was disappointing. Anyway, we've got to move on.
We do. They were absolutely shocking.
Shocking. Obviously, Hartlett gone.
Yeah.
Garner gone.
Yeah.
And we've got Laddams looking for bigger options or better options for him.
Yeah.
So possibly the three. I think the need for our list to be a bit of revamp is certainly this, you know.
There's a lot of revamping.
Wow. And
I think there should be some rearrangement of the coaching panel.
While we're on that.
It is alleged
that Michael Voss will be appointed the Carlton coach. Here we are Tuesday, aren't we, Rick?
It is indeed.
As early as today.
Well, as the Carlton coach. Might I say that that's the best piece of news for Port Adelaide I've heard in a long time.
Yeah. And the worst piece of news for Carlton.
There's no chance that Ken Hinckley could go to Geelong.
As an assistant. I thought he meant with Vossie.
Oh, well, he can go anywhere.
But on a brighter note, Ollie Wines winning the Brownlow?
Yes, very, fantastic. Very good. Fantastic. You know, I felt a bit sorry, and no, fantastic, full stop, for Ollie. I felt a little bit sorry for Bontempelli, a man who could...
Well,
I mean, you could actually argue that all four... I mean, if you get over 30 votes, you deserve a medal of some sort.
I tell you what, Bakey was up there too. He came sixth or seventh.
Well, he had lots of touches.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He is.
Just a little bit of goss, and I've heard this...
Is this alleged as well?
Or no, this is fact. This is fact.
All right.
Just stay tuned. Big Charlie.
What?
Charlie Dixon.
He's
house on the market as we speak down at Parkside. So just stay tuned to see whether Charlie's on the move or he's just moving home to put his cars in because he's a car freak. So,
well, that's
but
true.
The house is on the market. There you go. Well, you've heard it first here.
You have too. And that normally means they're on the move.
Yeah. Well, one way or another, he's doing something, isn't he?
Exactly. Right, grand final AFL, because we're running out of time.
Yes.
Right. Now, you were so on the money with the preliminary.
Oh, it was all over it, wasn't I? It was 0-2.
I would like you to nominate your selection and why.
Melbourne.
Why?
I just think they're a better side, and I reckon they're, I won't say better coach, because... Lukey Beveridge, I mean, he's a good little coach. But I just favour Melbourne. I think the drought will be broken.
Well, folks, here we go. I'm selecting the Western Bulldogs. And
have we selected one the same?
No. And I will quickly, because we are running out of time, I'll say why. I said it before the preliminary final. They've lost the games they needed to lose. I mean, it's almost as if nothing, with Port's case, everything couldn't go better than it did, and look what happened. And I just think the one item when it comes to a grand final, and I know you can only, it's a bit like, you know, employment agencies wanting experienced people, or how do you get experience? But guess what the Bulldogs have got?
What do they got?
They've got 11 players who've already won one.
Well.
Now, that, I think, could be the major difference.
I know, and Melbourne have got none.
That's, Now, the other thing is, talking about Beveridge, and I mentioned this in my column, is that they did their homework very well on Port Adelaide.
Yep.
Right? They decided the best way to stop Port's attack was to stop Allier.
Yeah.
They did it. Oh. Now, I'm not saying they can stop Maxi Gawn and Oliver, etc. But you can't tell me that they won't be running out there with a plan to at least negate.
Yep.
And that's where, and forget, they've got a pretty useful side themselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
You know, so I'm going for the mighty Bulldogs.
Okay, I'm going Melbourne.
Right. Now, we're out of time.
Yeah, we are. We're going to do a joke.
Well, I think we should.
And you tell me this is a homemade, made up one, is it, Rick?
I'm not sure. It's alleged.
Okay.
What should everyone take with them when they travel into the desert?
Ooh.
All right. Yes. As a safety factor, the Port Adelaide football team, because they can quickly turn to water.
Oh, boom, boom. What a way to finish, eh? There goes my membership.
All right, folks. Well, I hope you've enjoyed it. We've had a bit of fun. And until next week, and we'll find out who's right about the grand final. This is Rick.
This is Phil.